What up, guys? You know what it is. This is Lex with Nightlife Music, one of the hottest blogs nationwide. And I am thrilled to announce my first podcast show in the nightlife. Okay? I'm so thankful for you guys to tune in with me. Appreciate it. I had a little 1-2 going on, but we here. We back at it, you know? So, shout out to everybody who has tuned in the nightlife with me. If you don't know, I am one of your hottest bloggers nationwide, and I am also an urban journalist here that caters to music, our lifestyle, and our urban culture. And I love to bring awareness to what needs to be catered to the most in our culture, relevant news, the updates, even music reviews. You know, there's any artists here, you definitely need to lock in and load with me. You guys, make sure you tap in and subscribe and follow my blog. That is nightlifemusic.com. That's with the Y, not the I. Okay? Tap in with me. Show me some love, guys. I really, truly, truly appreciate it. It is definitely needed. Okay? You guys get my adrenaline rushing. All right, y'all. I just want to give an introduction to the show. We are definitely in the nightlife, and you're probably wondering, what the hell is that? If you guys are new to my show and just new to what's going on here, I'll give you guys a brief overview on what's the purpose and what's coming up. I'm definitely loving the atmosphere that's going on right now, and I want to be able to bring awareness to what matters the most. Like, I have a few topics here that I just want to talk about. Not nothing too major and then yet major that you guys need to just bring. I'm just here to bring attention to. So, like I said, you guys, this is my intro. Thank you for bearing with me. I had a little malfunction going on, but that's all right. Small things for giant, huh? So, just to introduce myself, yes, I am Lex. I'm Lex Coop. She the truth. I am first a mother, you know, from New Orleans, the West Bank of New Orleans. And I am a hip-hop blogger. I'm an urban journalist. I'm the chief and editor of Nightlife Music. Okay. I am now in Houston. And I stay on the southwest side of Houston, which is pretty cool. My son and I actually came here about 2015 after I graduated from college. I graduated from Southern University and received my BA in Business Administration and was seeking better opportunities, you know. And with that being said, I was able to learn entrepreneurship and involve these skills and my work ethics into my own business and being able to do what I love that I've been doing since I was in grade school, since I was in elementary, to actually it being something that people need, people love, and people look forward to. I would like to definitely give a shout out to Anchor Podcasting. You know, they're about hundreds of thousands of viewers who tune in and tap in. So I'm so excited for the new people who are tuning in to see me. I'm so thankful for you guys to have me and accept me into the show. So, you know, I'm definitely feeling the vibes here, and I want you guys to feel them too. So yeah, that's basically what that's about. But as far as with the music, you know, what's what I can say with the music, since I was young, yeah, I used to get albums, mixtapes, and you know, we used to listen to CDs, you feel me, and read the back covers, see who actually wrote the music, because niggas ain't writing their shit all the time. Niggas be stunting, you know. who actually produced the song, sampling. I was involved with this at an early age to where I could pinpoint different sounds that a particular person cannot, which allowed me to be very successful and very very powerful, I would say, in music reviews. If you don't know, make sure you go ahead and you go Google me. Nightlifemusic.com, you know. And you guys can definitely check out my website and see some of my features, see my writing style. Just check me out, man. Support what I have going on. It's been a long time of me running and hustling just to bring awareness to what really matters to most, you know. Not only do I cater to music, I cater to art, fashion, the lifestyle of our people in our Black culture. Relevant news, just updates, and whatever needs to be brought to our attention. I have some new ideas that have been coming up, and I am also curating a documentary. I won't say too much, and I have several topics to talk about. And you guys tell me if you think it's cool. Some of the ideas results in prison reform, visual arts, the goddamn G5, the college debt, and being in the nightlife. These are just some things that I really feel as though we need to talk about. I know you people probably laughing at me, or you're probably not laughing at me. I said G5, but I meant to say 5G. If you probably like, what the fuck she want to talk about 5G for? Just stay tuned, and just research 5G and what it really is about. I will go in and go ham on it right now, but we could say that for a whole show in its own. And I would love to bring in some guests and some representatives who are really fighting for our lives today. People who are really fighting for us to wake the hell up. Period, you know? But we don't want to get off a subject here and get off of the loop. I just want to... Y'all just see how enthused I be? But anyway, I'm here to just share my love, share my energy with you guys. Hopefully you guys can send great positive energy back. No fake shit. No fake shit. You know what I'm saying? No phony. You know what I'm saying? You can keep that over there on the other side of the grass, you know, because it's greener over here. Okay. Like again, I'm thrilled. This is just me introducing myself. Tell me, you guys, if there's anything you would like me to talk about. There's any songs you're interested in. Any songs or any music that you would like for me to listen to. You know, be like, Lex, what you think about this? You know, send me a link. You guys can definitely email me at contact@nightlifemusic.com. All my social media outlets, there's a way to directly contact me. Period. Phone, email, direct message. If you're having problems finding what's going on and who I am, just Google Nightlife Music. That's with the Y, not the I. Okay? Fuck with that. And you will be stuck with that. Okay? I just want to just bring up this situation right now because me being from Louisiana, they're definitely going through a hard time at this moment with this storm. Like, OMG, they had so much water flooding in New Orleans yesterday to where it's like out of nowhere. Like, I know I'm not crazy. I know I ain't fucked up like that. But it came out of nowhere. If you guys just listen to me. And y'all know they had 1 million people in New Orleans last week for Essence. 1 million motherfuckers came to party. And they all got wasted, baby. And then the next week, the devastation came about with Tropical Storm Barry. Like, I mean, it's just crazy how things happen in this world. And how we definitely got to keep our faith up, you know. They say hurricane warnings have been issued. A state of emergency has been declared for Louisiana. And the National Guard activated and mandatory evacuations have been ordered in some places. You know, New Orleans, neither mandatory nor voluntary evacuations were ordered. But, you know, the city mayor is advising that the residents shelter in place. So, you guys, I've called my family, checked on them, made sure everything's okay. I have a few more family members and friends to check up on. Even Houston need to be aware of what's going on. As well as we can catch a little brief, or if it wants to slide more to the west, we're fucked. Okay, so god damn it, they talking about they trying to come to Houston with shit. We might have to go. Y'all might have to come get me. It's not funny, man, but I guess I'm laughing because I'm like, you know, listening to the news and everything and how they're speaking about what's going on. I'm not too big on the news anymore. My mom used to watch the news. I used to watch it with her. I mean, 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock news, okay? Now, I don't watch the news like that no more. I really do feel like they give us what they want and not what we need as far as televising news and what's going on. I have an app called, I think it's called Newsbreak. Man, I'm telling you, so much stuff be going on in Houston, bro, that your next door neighbor could be a whole serial killer. I just looked up at my door, that shit scared me. But that's real life. And, you know, they don't broadcast everything. And it's just, you know, like with this, with the weather, I'm just saying this because I'm just like, you know, man, keep faith. Take consideration to your own hands. Be smart about what you're doing. You know, they just go for everyone. Even if you're not in Louisiana or Houston, just follow your first mind, you know, and do what's right, and pray. I also wanted to talk to you guys about, what do you think about traveling the world? I mean, as a young girl, I always wanted to visit, man, Tokyo. I wanted to go to Hawaii. You know, some people from where I'm from haven't been able to even step out they hood. Like, they haven't been able to step out the state. And me being able to travel to several places of this nation is a beautiful thing. But now I'm able to travel the world. I finally received my passport, which is a definite goal that I've been having for a few years, and I took this consideration, excuse me, to finally get my passport. And now that led me into becoming a independent travel agent. So if you guys need to travel in the nightlife, you definitely need to holler at me, as I am your plug. And when I say that, I mean that. But you knew that. You knew that. You motherfuckers knew that. So if you guys are looking to book flights, any rentals, I don't care if you just trying to get a rental just to go in town, holler at me. I mean, my rates are outstanding. It's to the point to where I just be like, man, I just want to just do some shit on JQ. You know, like, just whatever. Like, just be fabulous with it. At the same time, I'm also curating some events to where I travel. And I want to have some beautiful people like you guys. If you guys are interested and even interested in traveling for free, ask me. Holler at me. I can assist you with that. Because a lot of these destinations that I have listed for this year, I'll be just traveling for the hell of it, you know, and showing you guys how you can do it too. Make sure y'all tap in with me. If you guys are even looking into traveling out the country as well, I can assist you with a plug with the discount on your passport. Okay? Just keep in mind, if you know anyone who may need one or may want to travel or has something, a wedding, or they have business that they need to take care of and they want to move around, holler at me and just check out my website. I can send you the links, you know, where you can get a special, special dope rate because you're in the nightlife with me, you know. I appreciate you guys tuning in with me. I just wanted to give a little summary so you guys can see what to expect. I'm not getting into much of the music. I just wanted to introduce myself and just speak about some important topics and even just some things you guys may have in mind that you've probably never done before. You know, talk to me. Talk to me. If you have questions or need answers, talk to me. I don't mind doing the research. I don't mind bringing awareness to what's important. If you know anybody who's having some type of issues or concerns that the world need to know about, talk to me. This is why I am here. This is why I am here to bring you the full motherfucking scoop. Okay? The full scoop. You guys make sure you tune in to nightlifemusic.com. You can follow me on all social media sites. And you can also follow my Instagram, nightlifelex. Okay? I'm very active there. You guys can Google me. And also, please, I say, please subscribe to my YouTube, Nightlife Music Group. I really, really appreciate that. You guys can just check out what I'm doing. Me sitting here talking, I ain't doing this for fun. I really want y'all to tap in with me. Really show me some love, man. Because I always show love. And I would just love to get some love back. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate the ones who give me the most utmost respect and love as well and the support. I really do love y'all. I'm so honored. I'm so blessed and thankful. All my family and friends who tapped in. This is definitely going to be a family situation going on, man. This will be a family affair. Next show, every Thursday. Now, y'all tap in every Thursday. I'll be making sure that I have the show submitted about 9 or 10 o'clock. You know, I'm going to have everything set. Everyone that tapped in with me, I appreciate you. And one love.